One of the difficulties we're having at Imani in trying to test the free 24-hour service thing, 24-hour promise thing, is because we feel it's an aspirational, it's a policy. You know, you can't actually really attack a policy. More or less, you can't really criticize a policy.
Mm.
It's like a brother uncle. So, but eventually, we decided to take a keen interest, me and Bright, one of the few people. We decided to take a keen interest, and we are beginning to realize and probably understand what the NDC actually means that they want to do. I mean, I would advise them, and I think that's the advice I'm sure Wukrawaka, Matisa Wukandebia, that they may have to take a segment of the economy. It's not every aspect of the economy that needs 24-hour service.
Yes.
And they have to do it. Because, look, they may even have to extend hours probably up to maybe 9, 10, but not necessarily 24-hour. But if they did that, it would be wonderful. I mean, look, where I am currently, which you don't want me to disclose, and I won't, I could just get out any time of the day, get whatever I wanted, buy, and then come back peacefully. The streets are well lit, and I can see my way clear, and get anything I want. And I think that's what we should do. This should be an integrated process. Huh? We should build the security of the economy. In Krahanomo, I'm so shocked when I went. I'm sure, CJ, how do we manage to survive? We are like forensic experts. We estimate when we drive on our streets at night. I wonder how we survive it. Because the streets are so dark.
Mm.
The middle of Accra. You can't even think of it. And you wonder, 2 hours after the Kigali, there are street lights and they are functioning properly. What happened to us? So if that aspect is fixed, so it has to also come with security, lighting and all of that, which is very important. So I'm beginning to understand what the NDC stands for when they say 24-hour economy.
But
they should make sure it's not just a slogan, but it should be intentional and just be incremental.